Blog Talk Radio.
I got the birds in, breaking things down. Hit the block with it, I'm about to stay alive. Thank God for my Migo, Migo. Thank God for my Migo, Migo.
I get that work back from my Migo, Migo. Then I distribute to my people.
When I met him, I was in that Rego. That was before he fronted me, though. Ego. Now I'm flyer than a seagull. I be fronting to my people.
My people.
Now I pull up in that Scatlito.
That Rari.
Not the one with the two, though. The three, though. Yeah. Riding with a thunder trunk full of thunder. I'm talking illegal. Vito. Tito Rico. My trio. They trip me when you got them Blanco Chico. I pull up with them Doritos.
I get that work back from my amigo. Then I distribute to my people. Then I collect all of them Cino. Then I re-up back with my amigo.
Master lock when you whip. Look, I don't need bitch.
Not no more.
I just hand the rock to my bitch.
There,
except when I go. Yeah, that pack biggest bug. Feed the block. Biggest starving. Long. Chicken habits back in the day. Anyway, we was mobbing. Just drop it in the water. It's gonna do what it's gonna do. Hood jumping like a truck. Them 36s get ran through. Jumping high. Call it crisscross. Fresh block of pigeons. Every day hustling crisscross. Like a boss. Time living. Get them gone like a clearance.
Once again, we rock it on a Tuesday. Me and my man Drinks on Russ in the building. What's good, Russ?
What's good? What's good? What's good? Yeah. Me and my man Big Stu in the building. What the deal, Big Stu? What we doing tonight?
Ah, man, we doing a few things tonight, man. We all, you know, one thing we always do is we bring that good hip-hop and gossip, and we give them that nonstop music and later on in the show. But we're going to call a young lady that's been doing her thing for a while now. You know what I'm saying? Her name is Maya J. We're going to give her a call in like a few seconds, and we're going to wrap it with her, man. She got a new single out called Some Gotta Shake, And we're going to kick it with her and see what's that all about, man. And other than that, man, you got any good drinks for us tonight?
Yeah, we're going to have some good shots tonight. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have some good shots tonight and everything. And what else Miss J do, man? Come on, man. She do several things.
She's a former model. You know, she's been in a lot of magazines like Dimes magazines, the Fed magazines. You guys seen her. You know, went crazy over her. She's been doing her thing. And now she got a little music. She did some stuff with No Limit Forever, Master P's new label. So she's doing her thing.
That's right. That's right. That's right. She done modeled for different people with clothes and everything like that. So, you know, she's going to be kicking in the door, doing her thing tonight, showing some love to us. Well, you know what we do. We show love back.
Yeah, she told me to give her a call because she's running around doing mad things. So let's try to give her a call right now and see if we can holler.
Okay.
You know
but,
what I'm saying?
You know.
I gotta remember the number, you know, because
we're gonna do some entertainment news. We're gonna do some entertainment news. Me and my man Stu, we're gonna talk the talk and do what we do. We're gonna have a great show tonight. Word. So I'm going to let you go behind the scenes and everything and do what you do and everything, and I'm going to be right here on the boards doing what I do.
No doubt. That's
no
my
doubt.
Man.
No doubt.
The live dude in the building definitely know where all the spots is at. But let's give her a call, man. Let's highlight her, man, see if she picks up on us right now, man. We gonna do this right quick. Are we in the building? Have a little, you know, that's one thing about our show, love. Our show is mad real. Maybe I think I just dialed the number wrong. Oh,
yeah. Hey, let me hit you with it.
No. But the only thing is, I think I had it on for a second. I think I did.
Okay.
I think I just cut off. Hello?
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 Oh, yes, I got it. Oh, now I did cut off. You're listening to
no,
you,
no,
bro.
No. She said hello.
All right, but I'm going to get her back right now.
Okay.
Listening to you, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have Ms. J in the building in 1 second. Put your glasses on.
All right. We in the building now. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
I'm sorry, ma'am. How you doing? I'm sorry. We got Ms. Maya J, right? I'm pronouncing it right?
Yes, Maya J.
Yeah, we got Maya J in the building. What's good, Maya? How you feel?
I'm good. How are you?
We good. Thanks for coming to the show. We know you're a very, very busy person, but we had to track you down.
No problem at all.
First, let's let the people know where you're calling from.
I'm actually calling from Atlanta. Well, actually, I'm on my way out of Atlanta because this horrible
storm. Yeah,
man. Yeah, but that's my city.
So what got you into, before we get into some of the stuff you did before, what made you decide music was what you wanted to do next?
Well, actually coming from the modeling thing and actually being involved with it on the back end, you know, I guess when the whole Nicki thing era hit and everybody, you know, a lot of people start deciding they wanted to work with females or wanted to have their own female artists, and that's kind of how it happened. I didn't really choose it. It just kind of chose me. I started recording and fell in love with it, and then the rest is history. And that's kind of about, you know, that's kind of how it is. Like, you know, it's just right now it's a passion. It's a thirst for it. And, you know.
I see. Now, for those that don't know, you've been doing your thing heavy in the model link thing. Can you tell them some of the pictures they may, some of the books or magazines or places they may see you?
I did a couple magazines from out there, like Fez and Sweet, from my home where Artie, like, you know what I'm saying? I also did Silk and a few other Atlanta down south magazines like Black Times and stuff. I did videos. Like, I started out, you know, even with the modeling thing, I did videos like BZ and Gucci and even more recent, the Juicy J video. Even since being an artist, I still did the Juicy J Make It Dance and Make You Dance video. So I still kind of dib and dab here and there. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I like doing everything, so.
That's what's up. How do you get a lot of, you know, you're so busy. How do you get time to do stuff, and how do you get time just to chill to yourself?
I don't, actually. I was just having a conversation about that. Like, really, I don't. Like, I really live, like, three lives right now. Really, I kind of don't have time for myself. But I like it. I think I have ADD, so I have to stay busy. If I'm not busy, I start to get depressed. Like, I'm not being productive, so it works out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who are some of the artists that influenced you, like artists that you like, that inspire you to do music?
Well, even from being a little girl, like I was a slick tomboy. So, when I really noticed that I liked rap and all that stuff, you know, even from the Tupac and the Biggie stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? I knew then that, you know, I liked rap. I just didn't know that I would be doing it one day. The Harmony, you know, trend, even, you know, the females on the female side, you know, MC Light and Lil Kim, and you know what I'm saying? So I admire all of them. I didn't have a clue. Like, I was always fascinated, like, with the modeling and stuff. I never had an idea that I would actually be doing music.
Mm. Now, was you signed to No Limit?
No. Well, the guy that I was, you know, under as far as management, he was a head A&R for No Limit. But I was never signed to No Limit.
Okay.
So it was just like working alongside of him, but no.
Okay. Well, how was that experience, though?
It was pretty cool. But the manager at the time was T. Miles, but he actually did more on the movie side.
Okay.
He actually, you know, did more with the movies. But I actually was under kind of like a development deal with one of the managers at Atlantic back in 2011, 2012. So that was me that got tied up in the stuff with Nas, you know, and that's kind of how that happened. That whole little Angola trip that went south with the promoter, that was me attached to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so you have some crazy experiences, I could tell.
Yeah. But it was good.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that was still good, though. It was an experience, you know, and it takes a lot of learning in this industry, but overall, it's an experience.
Now, out of both, you know, things that you do, all the things you do, which one do you like doing the most, like through the modeling and the music? Which one do you really enjoy doing? I think stop the modeling for a second, but do you miss it?
I sometimes do because, I mean, it's still any time you get, I guess any day that you can dress up and be glammed and get in front of the camera is always good. But I love music. Like, music is a whole different. Like, it does something different to you. Like, even in the studio, being in the studio, it's like something that takes you out of whatever you got going on the outside and kind of goes away when you're in the studio. So I would definitely, you know, and that's why it was so easy for me to put the modeling stuff on hold for the music. And just sometimes, you know, opportunities come about that, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I got time. I'll do it.
Now, you know, like, there's a lot of people that say, all right, what do you tell the people that say, all right, she's a model, she's going to sell records off of her looks, or, you know, and not more her talent? Because, you know, sometimes they think that, you know, but what do you tell people that think that? If you ever, have you ever ran across people that try to distract you like that?
That try to make it more about looks? Well, I think, I mean, first, it's always a shocker to me, or it always shocks people, let me say, because everybody does look at it, and they, if they see a pretty girl, they, you know, they already have their, I guess, perceptive of what that girl is or what she may do. So it happens, and I know it's going to always happen, and they're going to always look and see what they see first. But I love the feeling that when I do get on stage or something and they see that I look one way, but, you know, in, with the mic, it's a whole different person, a mm-hmm. totally different person. So I would never want to be classified as, you know, just a pretty girl or just that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I do music, like. And I love it, so.
Hmm. Okay. Who are some of the people you're working with on your projects, like producers and maybe some other featured artists?
We're in the midst of talking to features, and I'm actually getting ready to put my mixtape out. Like I'm my first mixtape. But Daytovin is actually putting together an all-female mixtape. Just got finished doing a couple tracks for that. So
wow.
That's kind of where all my time kind of been, like, you know, working with him and Cassius J with a lot of their tracks. Also, let me see who else is on my mixtape. The first one, I didn't really reach out to a lot of producers, like a lot of, you know, because I kind of was kind of like an in-house thing with the first project.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have like Fat Boy, Squat Beats. He has, you know, really big placements in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? KE, Sunny Digital. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going, but of course it's Atlanta, so, you know, we get a lot of.
Mm-hmm. No doubt, no doubt. So. Who are people you would like to work with, like, you know, in the industry, that if you could have a chance, artists or producers?
Everybody. Everybody
that's hot. Nothing wrong with that.
Everybody that's hot.
You're the first person to ever said that.
I don't discriminate, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Now, there's a lot of young girls probably listening right now, man, and they want to be like you. And, like, what would you tell them, man? What would be the most perfect route to take that they could get to where you got to?
I mean, first off, any female that they just got to know to keep going and don't stop. Because my mixtape, and that's what my mixtape is about, because I'm actually telling my story, and I've been through it. Like, I've been through it all. Like, I can honestly say it's probably nothing that I haven't been through, as far as even for the ones that have, or, you know what I'm saying, came close to it or whatever. You just have to know you can't stop. Whatever your dream is, you just got to keep fighting for it. And it's gonna be hard. It's going to be a lot of, you know, bull crap that comes at you. And a lot of people that try to detour you, and you just have to keep, you have to pray and keep going.
That's what's up. That's some definitely good advice. Now, 3 years from now, 2 years from now, where we expect to see Maya J at? What's your goal?
Hollywood.
So when we say acting is the next thing you want to dab in?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Will we say acting is the next thing that you would like to dab in?
Of course. Yes.
Okay.
But I'll say 2 years, I'll be on a world tour somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever got any offers, or are you working on any movies or anything like that now?
Actually, I am. I'm actually starting production of a film now called Recognize 2 with T-Mouse in Atlanta. So we actually start filming that next week.
Okay. You know, are you the star? Or, you know, you the star of that joint right there?
Sorry.
That's what's up. You can give us a little twist of what the movie might be about, maybe?
Actually, it's The Cold of the Streets. Recognize One was already out. Came out, I think it was last year, no, 2 years ago. Recognize One came out. It's just basically The Cold of the Streets. Everything that, you know, with the whole B-boy gang, you know what I'm saying, the do's and the don'ts, and the repercussions, if you, you know, kind of what it is. So it's continuous from that. So just basically The Cold of the Streets.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, in the music business, where do you feel like the music, the entertainment game, especially the hip-hop game, where do you feel this at right now? Is it a good place or a bad place?
I mean, I like where it is. I know everybody bickering about, you know, hip-hop is not hip-hop anymore, but I don't really get involved with those conversations because I feel like the world grows and changes, so the music has to. So I like where it is. I like all the different sounds and the, you know, the different stuff that goes on with music now.
Do you feel it's harder for women to achieve in the hip-hop game? Like, you know, do you feel to get respected or to get their music played?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very hard for a female, and especially if you're coming out, if you're trying to do it alone. If you're not doing it with a team, because, you know, every other female that's been out and been successful has been with a team. So if you're not with a team, it's going to be hard. And outside of that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go through all that other, you know, back and bull crap that comes with being a female. Like, it's a must. Like, it's going to happen. And it's definitely harder for us.
No doubt. Now, anything about the game that if you could change in the industry, if it was one thing that you could change, what would that be?
I would just make it easier for females, like, you know what I'm saying, for people to just actually take us serious a lot quicker, you know what I'm saying, without us having to turn every flip and jump, you know what I'm saying, every hoop, to, you know what I'm saying, just to be noticed. Like, that's the one thing that I would change. I would make it easier for us.
Now, is there anything that you want the world to know about Maya J that me and you might not have touched up on, you know, so far?
Just know I'm coming. And get ready.
Get ready.
No, other than that, just get ready.
That's what's up. Now we got the joint, Some Got a Shake. You're definitely killing it on that. Like, you know, like, just to transform from a model. It's, people, look, when you hear the song and before you know who it is and that the model, that you doesn't picture a model, you think of somebody rough in the hood, spitting no lyrics. You know, where do a model get the lyrics like that from?
Well, I mean... Still, I mean, I'm still human, and I'm still a female, and I'm still grown. So my lyrics are grown because, you know, it is what it is. I can't pretend to be a little girl or a teen. When you know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I'm just truly just, it is what it is. It's just telling my story. And the one thing that I know I will do is I can be inspirational. At the same time, I'm going to say stuff that most females want to say, but they don't have the nerve to say. And I'm going to do stuff that they won't do. So, and that's just how it is, you know. Outside of how I look, I'm still, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hustler by blood, and you know what I'm saying? And I don't let anybody destroy me.
That's what's up. Now, how did we come up with the concept of the song?
Basically, like, I mean, just the whole thing, like, with me, I'm not stopping, like, I don't wait on anything to happen, like, I'm gonna make it happen, so that's just, like, finding another way to express that. And, you know, being in the South, that's one of the main slangs is something got to shake. Like, you got to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, how do we put that? You know what I'm saying? How do we create a song with that? Oh, you know what I'm saying? So I know the twist of it was something out of shape with the whole twerk industry right now, with the whole twerk era. You know what I'm saying? Everybody think it's about, it's a stripper song. It's about, you know what I'm saying? It's about twerking. And you know what I'm saying? So that was the whole meaning behind it. It's not. It's not. Something's got to happen, and it's got to happen now.
That's what's up. Now, you got any other projects that's coming up, man, that you want us to know about? And how can they follow you and keep up with you and all that?
Yeah, well, as far as following and staying up with me, everything is the same. And that's MSNYAHJ.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything's the same. It's Maya J. As far as the very next project that will come out, actually the all-female, the Drip Game mixtape with Daytoven and Cassius, it actually drops on Valentine's Day. So everybody can look out for that. There's a lot of females, you know what I'm saying? So that should be really interesting. And we're actually supposed to be doing a tour from what I hear with that. So that's going to be good.
Wow.
With my mixtape, really soon. Really soon.
Okay. I mean, before we go, how was it working with super producer, Daytoven? He's definitely killing him right now.
He's awesome. Yeah, he's awesome. He's really laid back and cool and professional. And, yeah, it's great. Like, that guy is, like, really good for the industry.
That's what's up. Well, Maya J, man, you definitely got a home here on Beef Stew Radio. Keep sending them joints through. Definitely going to be showing you love. We're going to definitely put the information on the website. And I want to thank you for taking the time out and, you know, coming through.
Thank
I know
you.
You're very, very busy. You're on the road trying to get out there before the blizzard. Hope
it's
your safe trip.
Yes. Shout out to you guys over there. And I appreciate it so much.
No doubt. And when you come, I heard you're supposed to be coming to New York in March. I heard you're supposed to be coming to New York sometime in March. Maybe you're supposed to be coming to New York sometime soon, right? Am I right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I'll be there.
Make sure you
I will definitely hit you up.
For sure.
I will do.
No doubt. We're going to get into this joint.
Up there.
For sure. We're going to get into this hot, hot joint that she got out right now. Definitely bumping. We've been playing this joint. Some got to shake. Maya J. Let's get it popping, y'all. Beach Stew Radio.
Yeah.
Maya J.
I got niggas all in my ear, bitches all in my ear. Sick and tired of these folks, cause a bitch like me just too real. If I hit you once and I'm gone, doing niggas so wrong. Bad bitch and I'm grown, the rest of y'all putting on. Some gotta shake.
I got a face, plus a bitch slim in the waist. Woo. And I got cake, hoes hate. Ain't getting nothing wrong, but a little head sending back home by 3-4 o'clock in the mall. Bitch, I'm a pimp. Nigga know he gotta break me out. Got a couple things from the mall. I don't want him, I'ma fuck with him to get his balls. He big in the pocket like her off. I ain't gonna lie, it's all my fault. He love my dirty draws. He be eating my ass and all. I won't kiss these niggas at all. I ain't got no flaws, but if I flaw, he gon' love my flaws and all. Bitch, I'm fly, yeah, I'm fly. My team be ballin' like Atlanta Hall. Don't fit this catch like Randy Moss. Shoes in your lip, get a Randy Mouse. Goons, goons on deck, now they in your house. Fixed up, we cashin' large amounts. You don't need hoes, I'm pourin' it out. No dike, get lick, I'm pourin' you out. Bitch, me broke, hold up. Pussy don't fail me now. I got niggas all in my ear. Bitches all in my ear. Sick inside of these folks. Cause a bitch like me just too real. If I hit you once and I'm gone. Do a nigga so wrong. Bad bitch and I'm grown. The rest of y'all putting on. Some gotta shake.
Yeah, Big Stu Radio, you know how we do. This is the man DJ Big Stu with my co-partner, my man in crime, and my homie, Drinks on Rust in the building.
Yeah, I'm still in the building. Stu, is Jay still on the phone?
No, she had to go. She was catching that plane. Remember, she was in the airport just now.
Oh, okay, cool, because I had a question that I was going to ask her. You know, with the hot music that she's going to be making is... You know, somebody's going to come after her. One of them females is going to come after her. One of them female rappers is going to come after her now.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty as she is, doing everything that she was doing, one of them female rappers is going to come after her now. We might see it up on YouTube or something like that, but one of them going to go after her. But what the deal, Big Stu? What's going on, man? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. You know what I mean? Got a lot of good things going on, man. So I'm doing great. How about you, bro?
I'm doing great, man. I'm still chilling with you, so I'm definitely doing great, man. I'm running to the green room. You know, I'm looking at the dog show. So I keep on, that's why when every time you turn around, I'm not saying nothing, because I ran to the green room to go look at the dog show. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, the dog
now,
show, is
those,
I like watching
those
the dog
really
show.
We have to get the dogs over here at Beef Stew Radio, you know. We got hobbies over here, you know. And
yeah.
So who's looking good in the dog show, the Westminster dog show today?
Man, they ain't picked none of the massives. They ain't picked none of the massive, none of the King Kosas, none of the Bull Massives. They ain't picked none of that, man. It's almost over with, man, but it was on commercial and then we were playing a song, so I ran back in here. So I don't know what's going on right now, man. But what's up with you, my brother?
Nothing much, man. It's a little tragical thing that happened just recently. I want to read you this little story. Parents arrested for manslaughter after a baby girl is killed by a pit bull. The father of the baby girl who was mauled to death by a pet dog paid tribute to his beautiful little girl. It says Ava Jane Corliss, age 11 months, was rushed to the hospital at around 11 p.m. yesterday after she was attacked by a pit bull while in her bed at her stepfather's home in Blackburn, Lancashire. Police and paramedics attempted to retrieve her, but she was pronounced dead at the Royal Blackburn Hospital. The victim's mother and stepfather was downstairs at the time of the attack and had been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. The exact breed of the pet, which has now been disgruntled, is not known, but police believe it was a pit bull type terrier dog, which is a prohibited breed. Aberjane father, Dean Corliss, today revealed his brief hearing of the attack, saying, "I'm absolutely devastated after what has happened. I found out late last night and rushed to the hospital to see her straight away. The 23-year-old other, she was the most beautiful and adorable little girl. She was just the little best. She was my world. And Chief Superintendent Chris Biffrill, this is absolutely a horrific incident in which the baby girl has lost her life, and I would like to take the opportunity to express my own personal sympathy to the wider family of the baby. Recount details of the attack, added the baby was upstairs in the bed, when one of the front bedrooms and two people who are currently in custody, they were downstairs when the attack took place. The dog is believed to be American Pit Bull type. It's been destroyed, and tests will be carried out to establish the exact breed of the dog. Inquiries into the history of the animals and police are investigating that neighbors have completely complained of that dangerous dogs living at that house. That's crazy, right?
Yes, that is, man. And if still, man, it's a sad story. It's a thing that, you know, dogs gonna be dogs, but you know, people have to train their dogs. You understand what I'm saying? It's a little bit, I understand that it was a pit bull, just because it was a pit bull that's already out the gate getting a bad name already.
But
out the gate
pit bulls are
getting a bad
dogs.
Name.
They,
you know
what I'm
saying?
If you don't think your pit bull would be like that, your pit bull would be the most friendliest dog in the world. That's the crazy part about that. You know,
that's
pit bulls
right,
are
that's right. You're not
that.
Training a dog.
Yeah, you know,
well,
you're
not training the dog,
training
man.
So people see those dogs and they think, oh, I'm going to make me a killer because it makes you look more stronger, makes you look more bolder. But, you know, that breed is not built for that. You know, it was built
with you. Huh? The pit bulls that I've been around, man, this is no lie. The pit bulls that I've been around babies and everything like that. Like my son, I had my dog around his son. You know, I've raised pit bulls and everything, and I never had no incident like that. I did have one incident that when me and baby mama was in the room playing, the dog did bite me on the back of my leg because the dog thought I was doing something to her. I did have one incident like that. But pit bulls, if you train your dog the right way, man, your dog will grow up with that dog, with that baby, loving that
exactly.
baby. No lie.
Exactly.
No lie. No
and
lie.
You know why?
I had a German Shepherd.
All the way back to the Rascals, that's a pit bull. Petey's a pit bull. You go all the
but
way
wait a
back
minute.
To,
hold up. When you say pit bull, make sure you say American Staff pit bull because that's how AKC
American
recognizes
staff.
Them.
Yeah.
Like the one from Little
American
Rascals.
Staff.
Like the one from Little Rascals. They recognize that
Petey.
One. And it's got to be
that?
A certain
RCA
height,
dog.
Certain build.
The RCA dog. Remember the RCA dog sitting there, the RCA Records dog?
Yeah.
Buster Brown. Buster Brown sneaker store. Remember the dog that he had with him all the time when they showed you Buster Brown, the little boy, when they just sell
yeah.
Buster Brown? That was a pit bull, too. It was
yes.
America's dog.
Yes. Yes, you're right about
America.
That. You're right about that. But you let's talk about this. AKC don't recognize none of those short pit bulls that your man Big Boy got from Outkast. They don't recognize those. They don't recognize those. And I'm looking at it right now. And they got like two pit bulls in it, and they all in the terrier competition. In a terrier competition because they recognize pit bulls as being terriers.
And they don't recognize the bullies. The bullies, they said, take away, kind of like take away. Because, you know, the bullies don't do the same exact thing. They're asking for show and the bully look, you know. They got their own kind of dog shows. But the American Staffordshire is a very agile dog, could jump high, could do a lot of things. You know, they used to hang lock on ropes and be hanging on the trees. You know, some of the bullies can do it. But back in the days, you remember, Bebo, all American Staffordshires could do that. You know what I mean? That was something
that's right.
That you go
that's
walking
right.
through the neighborhood
right.
and see dudes, dogs hanging all over the trees and everything.
That's right. That's right. And AKC got their ears clipped and everything, man. They got everything clipped. But, yo, man, I want to send my condolences and everything out to the family, too, man. Word.
No
that's
doubt, man. That's
bring
that's,
it up and everything.
Yeah, that's, especially the dad, man. That's a hard thing, you know. You know, that's got to really kind of be hard because you know, it's your baby's mother and her boyfriend and it's his dog, you know? And that's got to be, like, doing some turmoil to the family. It all depends on how they are already with each other, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it is a sad thing. It is a sad thing. But to talk about some other stuff, back to a Housewives of Atlanta, back to that, Apollo.
What popped off on there again, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Apollo begs the judge to postpone the fraud and identity theft trial. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Apollo Media and his wife Paige Parks continue to insist he's not guilty of the of several federal charges he's facing, including identity theft, conspiracy, bank fraud, and more. But despite his profession of innocence, he's not quite ready for his day in court. Radar Online has exclusively learned that Nita has filed a motion pleading with the federal judge to postpone his criminal hearing. According to court documents filed on February 10th, Nita has asked for extension of time up to March 25th, 2014. Delay will allow parties of significant time to discuss the potential resolution of this case, such as a settlement, the documents explained. Nita also wants more time to go over the government case than when he wants more time to go over the government case against him before deciding whether to proceed with trial or accept some kind of deal. As Radar reported, Nita is facing several years in prison over allegations he ran a shady business empire that stole unsuspected individuals' identities and to be used for various loan application and other purposes. Though his wife Phaedra was involved with several of his businesses, according to the evidence unearthed, she has not been charged or even named in the connection of his case. And you know, he got a lot of mugshots, man. The brother, you know, he had a few mugshots of him. It is well known that the federal criminal indictment is down. The government has something like 90% of his case already prepared against you, you know. So it also is a very high conviction rate on the court. Does not look good, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, basically when the feds come after you, you know what they say. And we all know what they say when the feds come after you, Russ. They got you.
Yeah.
Feds ain't the local police. They ain't the sheriff. They ain't those dudes. When the feds come at you, they got you. Now, you know, there's new news about, they got some other talk going on about your boy, Mandisi. Did you hear about that?
I heard Mandisi got like 15 years or something like that.
Now, that's what everybody's saying. Mandisi's got 15 years. But now somebody's trying to report and says that Mandisi's not even in jail.
Word.
They're saying there's no court records. There's no court records. His partner is serving, his co-defendant
is serving. His brother. Remember, we reported earlier that his co-defendant is his brother.
Well, he has another partner that's serving some time, too, I think.
Okay, go on. Now, give us the report.
Well, basically what's going on is that homie, it's like they can't, you know, there's people that's trying to say they try to find out his court papers and try to go see, you know, any motions is filed, but they definitely learned that he's not in prison. He's not in prison. They can't find him. They're saying that there's no files being made, like, for him to get out. Like, they said, all right, unless he must have settled his case already, but then they would have been paperwork to show that. But they can't find no paperwork or nothing to suggest that, you know, he has that. So, you know, they try to put it, you know what they're trying to basically say.
That he's snitching?
Well, that's what they're trying to dance around. Because they're trying to act like, where is he? Is he somewhere in protected custody?
Come on, they're looking over computers. They're looking over a computer trying to find the man. Get up off your ass and go down to the courtroom.
Well, these are journalists.
Oh, okay.
People that do investigation, you know, they they're saying that there's no court thing, but we don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't know. Maybe, but you know, if anybody knows the streets, you know, the streets are the streets. But they said the other kid admitted to selling hurt, you know, doing something like 40 kilos of coke and 1 kilo of dope. And he was sending it through Mandici's company and a few other people. And he was definitely money laundering and his name and doing, and I guess through Mandici's too. They were trying to say he was doing stuff like that. So, I mean, it's crazy. We're going to learn the truth. We're going to learn the truth eventually, one way or another. But, you know, I hope the brother's all right. You know, because they's a nice couple, man, DC. And, I like
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Nice shout out to man, DC, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hope
but
he makes it.
Stay strong wherever you at, wherever you may be at. So they can jump off their ass and go down to the courtroom and find out this man is in court. This lady over here paying money to lawyers. What you saying? She ain't paying money to lawyers, but I'm going to leave it alone, all right? I'm going to leave it alone. But, yo, on another note, man, they saying your man Justin Bieber is bugging out, man. You see him with all the puffs, with all the pictures with Puffy, huh?
He told just got slapped by your boy the other day, they saying.
Who slapped him up? Yeah, tell
me. Basketball player kid, man, that used to mess with Kim Kardashian. What's his name?
Basketball.
The B-baller.
That's football.
Huh?
That's football. That's Reggie Bush.
No, remember the dude she left Kanye?
The kid she married?
For like a second?
Yeah. What is his name again? It starts with an H. I can't think of his name right now. Say his name again?
His name is at the tip of my tongue. I can't get it, man.
Hold on a minute. Hold on one minute because I got the report right here.
And it's crazy. Because, you know, Justin Bieber. Come on, Justin. Come on. You know, you're getting into fights. Dude's going
okay, I got you. Chris Humphries, that's his name, because I just wrote the report. Chris Humphries is his name.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. So he Chris Humphries slapped him up.
Supposedly, Justin Bieber came up into one of the spots. I forget, one of the little restaurants or something, trying to order something, and he had his shirt off. He was acting kind of crazy or whatever case. They don't know how true it is yet. It hasn't been seriously confirmed because they're trying to hide it up, but some people are saying, nah, it went down. But not as hard as they said he smacked him. So, you know, he basically got up and got tired and was like, you know, because the store was telling Justin Bieber they wasn't going to serve him unless he put his shirt on and, you know, he had his pants hanging, showing his underwear, supposed to be wild. I don't know how true it is, but that's what's going on the line right now.
Okay. Okay, cool.
They said
Chris
Humphries got up and, you know, kind of checked them.
Okay, but, you know, they seeing him running around here with no shirt on. Everybody got shirt on. They all look like they laughing at him in this picture. Then you see him running around Atlanta with Rick Ross and everything. But he got more problems than that because, you know, he got problems in his neighborhood for egging people. They got certain people that live in the neighborhood that don't even want him living there. I ain't know there was that many stars where Bieber live at.
Yeah.
He runs into another problem with a housekeeper. The housekeeper has sold him out to a British newspaper, and she had told him in an interview that she was confronted. And then they had accused her of stealing different things and everything like that. And, you know, she's saying that, yo, my man Justin Bieber, man, he going to end up dying like Michael Jackson unless he stopped his partying ways. Ain't that crazy, B? She's saying the baby singer was so outrageous. He had betrayed the trust and everything of this young lady, man, because, yo, he just bugging out, man. He just bugging out. He's getting in trouble for throwing eggs and everything. He needs to calm down, B. People saying, yeah, because he acting like he's African-American. He's acting like he's black and this, that, and third. When you get all that crazy money, you just start bugging out, just doing whatever you want to do, thinking you own the world. And he's just having a nice time. He's young. What is he, like 19? 20 years old, yeah. Golden Beaver.
Like that.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah,
man,
let him live
his little young life, man. What, they want to have all these interventions with him, his manager, and Usher and everything. Let that young man live his life, man. That man having fun, man. Leave him alone, man, because he ain't going to do nothing too crazy. Trust and believe.
Yeah.
He ain't going to do nothing too crazy. And he know who to mess with. He ain't going to mess with the right person that will pop off on him. Let that little boy go ahead, man, and do him, man. But what else we got in news, man?
Well, we got a couple of things. Coley, Kim Kardashian's sister, Coley, whatever her name, she was seen with the game.
She's been seen with the game.
She was seen twerking on the game. And, you know, they've been always
twerking?
Saying her game was cool. Twerking.
Yeah, they was saying that. But if she messes the game now, and she was twerking
that,
on him.
And not only that, they got the game and moms, you know what I'm saying? The game and moms hanging out in the club.
Wow.
Got pictures of that, paparazzi. So, you
know,
like
game popping right now?
Game,
moms,
it looks like the game.
The moms,
you know, I don't know how true
else,
it is,
man.
But, huh?
The moms is something
else,
see?
Well, you know, the dad had a sex change.
He didn't have a sex change. He only shaved down his Adam's apple. He didn't like the way his Adam's apple was looking. So he shaved
right
it
now.
Down.
Check this out. Bruce Jenner's daughters are confused by the feminine physical transformation. Being a teenager is riddled with uncertainty and strife, but teens Kendall and Kylie Jenner angst has been magnified because of their father's recent physical transformation, in which he's sporting longer hair and nails, and the decision of Bruce Jenner made to have his Adam's apple shaved down, leaving his daughter extremely confused. RadarOnline.com, this exclusive report. Even though their momager, Kris Jenner, has denied reports of Bruce undergoing a sex change, Kylie and Kendall just don't know what to think. It's extremely confusing for them to grasp.
The man is like, what, 73, 75 years old, man? Everybody getting tummy tucks, injection here, injection there. He's doing the same thing, man.
Man, you got to look
doing
at him.
He's doing the same thing, man. I'm looking at the picture, man. I'm looking at the picture right now, man. And he ain't get no. Every man get a manicure. Every man get a manicure, but it just on how long you gonna let your nails grow. Just on how long you gonna let your nails grow. You understand what I'm saying? But every man get a manicure. Manicure is hot. Manicure, pedicure. Oh, do my feet? Kim, come here, Kim. Remember Bernie Mac? Come on, Mama Kim. Come on, Mama Kim. You gotta let me in, Mama Kim.
Yeah,
but the hair, he did have the hair out. He got the hair out, because I'm looking at the picture. But the nails, they don't show nothing about no nails. We know he got the Adam's apple. He said that he didn't like his Adam's apple. He said his Adam's apple stuck out too far. As a man, Stu, you see different men Adam's apple. You be cracking up on certain men Adam's apple. Don't lie.
Some men
Adam's apples stick out further than other men Adam's apple. You know what I mean. So I give him a light pass on that. I never saw what his Adam's apple looked like. Don't want to see what it looked like. But I give him a light pass on it. And you know all the stuff going on with the face. The man, what, 73, 75 years old? He want to look good too. You know, he's been on that show. That woman drives him crazy. That woman rides up, got the whole family sold up. And it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault if she got juice like that. Right or wrong?
You right.
So Lamar Odom is pushed to the side. They're going to bring Game in as him, and they're going to sell a couple of more episodes. You can't be mad at her. You can't be mad at her because she's the prince of it. She's the prince of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
you're
it
right.
remind me
you.
Of? You know what it remind me of a little bit? What's the rock and roll guy that got the wife, the son, Jack?
Oh, you talking about the dude from Kiss?
Who?
The dude from Kiss with the long, like he used to be in the group Kiss?
Yeah. That family remind me a little bit of that family because you know how the mom, she's on the talk and everything.
Yeah.
You know how she runs that family. Remember, she was doing marriage. That family remind me of that family.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing, the Kardashians is a bigger family than that family. But, you know, the two ladies that runs that is the two ladies that runs that. And that's what remind me of. Remember they had their little joint on MTV? Now it's all about the Kardashians, so you can't get mad. So the mom's going to bring in the game. She's going to sell some more seasons, and she's going to do what she do.
Sure.
She's going to do what she do, so you can't knock her for her hustle. You cannot knock
her
for her hustle.
Well, you know, we got some other news with Michael Sam. Apparently, you know, if you don't know, Michael Sam is supposed to be one of the greatest, one of the best college football players right now, get ready to come out. He just announced he was gay. Well, while Michael Sam has mostly been seen by outpouring of support since announcing that he is gay, his father is struggling with the news, according to a published report. Sam revealed to his sorry new teammates he is gay last August, but he didn't disclose his sexual orientation to his parents until last week. He said Sunday interviews with ESPN's Outside the Lines and New York Times that he's gay. Michael Sam Sr. told New York Times that he received the news last Tuesday when his son wrote in a text, "Dad, I'm gay." Sam's father took the news hard. He said he was eating at Denny's restaurant, but had to leave after receiving that text. "I couldn't eat no more, so I went to Applebee's to have drinks," Sam Sr. told the newspaper. "I don't want my grandkids raised in that kind of environment." Sam Sr., who described himself as old school, told the newspaper, "The idea of a gay playing the NFL bothers him, even though the person that could be his own son." He told the newspaper the late Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, the leader of the Rams' fearsome foursome, who is credited for terming the word sack, is turning over in his grave. He told newspaper, however, that he loves his son and hopes he makes it into the NFL. "As a black man, we have hurdles to cross. This is just one he has to cross," Sam Sr. told the son.
Yeah. And speaking on that note, you know how the team found out that he was gay? I was watching it on ESPN, and one of the guys had said that, you know, like the defensive coach, the offensive coach, you know, there's certain coaches that's on football teams. You understand what I'm saying? The fitness coach, you understand what I'm saying? The weightlifting coach. All the coaches break up the whole team, and they don't know who it is. It could be the quarterback. It could be one player from the defense, one player from offense, one player from safety. It could be whatever it is that's on the football team. Because, you know, on the football team, they got, like, what, 34 to 54 guys on the football team? How many guys are on the football team? I don't know. But anyway.
Well, it's 11 guys, so it's 22, just 20, you know, it's 22. Just playing. It's more than that. It's about 50-something, 60-something with subs and everything. But
okay.
It's the main
no problem.
22 with offense and defense, you know?
Okay, no problem. So, you know, they break them all up into groups of eight. And one guy noticed there was something wrong with him. He's fiddling with the paper, balling up the paper, like he got a real chip on his shoulder and everything. And one of the guys was like, "Yo, man, what's wrong, man? Come on, man, calm down, man. Well, that's why we're here, man. We can talk about it." He got up, said, "My name is Michael Sam. I'm from such and such. I play such and such, and I'm gay."
Well, Bebo, while I run to the back for 1 second, I want you to give them a drink real quick.
Okay, cool. I told you we were doing shots tonight, so I'm drinking straight coconut Ciroc. So if you want to, I can give you a drink right now. You can, from Drinks on Russ and Beef Stew Radio, please drink responsibly. You could go ahead and put 2 ounces of coconut Ciroc and get you a nice little can of pineapple juice, some gold pineapple juice like I got it right now, and take an ounce of that, or either a small can of that, and mix that up and have you a nice good shot. You understand what I'm saying? I did that real quick. That was no problem. But what you can do is throw on some music.
Okay.
Stu?
All right.
Throw on some music.
I had to make a little trip for a second.
Go ahead. Make your trip and throw on some music.
I'm good. I'm with you.
Oh, okay. We were talking about your man, Sam. So, you know, and several teams. Mr. Kraft, that owns New England Patriots, he opened up the door for him. He said, yo, as long as he could come to this team, I have no problem with that. I don't care nothing about his preference. As long as he come here and think team first and be a team player, he could come to New England.
Now, check this out. I got something new for you. Cameron has he unveils his new cape line. Cape with Mark McNary. The Cameron capes are officially here. The Diplomats formula founder is set to launch a line of capes. A line of capes. That's something.
Yeah.
Who's wearing capes? Cats are wearing capes out there right now?
You know, the females wearing capes. Not capes, capes.
Capes.
What do you mean he came out with a cape? Like a Batman cape? A Superman cape?
He has a cape. Cameron capes are officially here. The Diplomats founder lost a line of capes, shared visuals, the upcoming collection. And then what they write is, we try to warn you. Last week, Killer posted photos of a meeting with menswear designer Mark Maneri, and the blood spread through social media. Old boy rapper walking the runway, walking the runway for New York Fashion Week. Well, the speculation is over. Cameron modeled it up in a couple of pictures, doing several variations of the cape. Every piece is custom, ranging from tweeded shell with flux fur lining to flannel wool outer with satin lining. Each of the selections don the Dipset USA branding on both of the inside and outside. As for now, there is no specifics on availability or how much it costs. We hope Cameron doesn't use Dame Dash.
I was just about to say that Dame Dash was in the building.
They said, we hope that Cameron doesn't use Dame Dash. Popping pricing model.
Dame Dash was in the building. Dame Dash was in the building when he came out with the cape. I saw a couple of pictures of it up on Instagram. They had a couple of pictures of it up on Instagram and everything like that. Don't ask me why is he rocking the cape. But, hey, if they want to model capes, let them model capes. Ain't the Dipset was like one of the first crew that came out with them tight jeans?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the skateboard look,
Like one of the first crew that came out with all them Chanel scarves and everything?
Well, yeah.
Dipset is one of those crews that first came out with them crazy $200, $300 belts? Because I got a belt now. This belt ran $300, and I couldn't believe it because, you know, I ain't actually bought a belt. The belt was given to me. But when I found out how much this H belt cost, I said, $300 for this belt? They could have got me one of them Cameron belts for $300. The belt is just made of this cow skin and an H. That's it. What's so spectacular about this belt? I don't know what it is. So I took a couple of pictures with the belt. And now I got the belt. But ain't Dipset is one of the first people that came out with them skull head belts?
Yep. Jim Jones.
Now all the belts is hot. So now you can add a cape to their collection.
Mm-hmm.
You can add a cape to their collection now. And let's see how far this go.
Yeah.
Let's see how far this go. Because you remember back in the days, we had Cameron and your man all on our show when we was on television and everything, right or wrong.
Yeah.
I still got the footage. I still got the footage. With Jim Jones, all that. I still got the footage.
Yep. Early Cameron.
Yeah.
Early Jim Jones. Yeah. Yep. No doubt. That's
yeah,
you know
so
what you know. Listen, man, if they can make the money off of it, do. You know, I just want to know who's wearing them. You know what I mean? Because I haven't actually seen a young cat. Because that's who will be wearing these young cats out here now.
It's winter time. Let's wait till the summertime. We're gonna see who will be wearing capes.
I'm talking about the car with dungarees on.
I just see somebody jump out the car with the dungarees on, with the red cape, with the red shell toe Adidas.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what, Russ? Let's get into some music, man, unless you got some more drinks to do.
Okay, no problem.
But, oh, the whole
thing. Yeah, let's see our boy.
You know, Terrell Owens is getting divorced.
Well, you know, he jerked the young lady out of some money. He got the young lady. I see the report right here. The young lady is a postal worker. We don't know if she's the president of the postal worker. We don't know if she's just a regular worker. We don't know if she's a truck driver or something.
Yeah, you know, she's not a sister, too. You know that, right?
Say what?
She's not a sister. She's a blonde.
Yeah, she's a blonde. You know.
It's bugs. I don't know.
Everybody got love for everybody, Biddy. What's wrong with you, Biddy? I like milk in my coffee.
I don't know if she's a post office model, though. She don't look like she worked with a post. She look like, you know, she work on Baywatch, though.
Yeah, she don't. But
cause they got pictures of her,
the post
office modeling. So I'm like, wow. Like,
no, she only modeling in that Twitter page. She ain't modeling. She's a post office worker. She's a regular worker.
Well, so they got a couple of pictures of her wearing red, white, and blue. Bikinis. Posing.
Yeah?
Now, I'm looking at that right now.
Hold on, let me look at that picture. Hold on. I'm looking at a Twitter picture of her that she just now took in the mirror in the bathroom. That's the picture I'm looking at.
I'm looking at a picture. Red, white, and blue.
Send that picture over here, man. Okay. Okay, I got you now. Okay.
Like one of Charlie's Angels.
Oh, she do. Wow. See, I never seen that picture right there. But how long they was married?
A second. Let's get into it, man. I think it was a second, man. I don't even think it was even long, man. He's actually getting divorced right now. They were trying to say he was broke. Terrell Owens says his estranged wife is lying, insisted he's not broke, and he vowed to file divorce papers against her as soon as he get back in town. We broke the story after 2 weeks of marriage. After 2 weeks of marriage, Terrell Owens' wife, Rachel Snyder, says she left the NFL star and claims he only used her to get a loan from his home in Sherman Oaks.
He claiming broke. He got her to pay to get the loan for $250,000. But if he's broke, what the hell is he doing up in a $250,000 house? What is it, $250,000 or $500,000 house? What is he doing up in a $500,000 house? So he's a $250,000 house.
On the flip side, they're trying to say about her is like, how can you afford a $250,000 house on a postal salary? That's what they're saying to her.
Yeah, so she got the house on
and what they're saying is the name is in Terrell's name. The whole loan is in Terrell's name by itself. She's not even on the loan.
She's not? I thought she was on the loan.
She's not even on the loan.
Was she not even on the loan? I thought earlier in the report they said she was on the loan.
So they said, in fact, the rep says Terrell is the primary person on the loan and is adamant he never hooked up with Snyder for money.
Oh, okay.
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know who's telling the truth, you know. We just know
But we about to find out how broke your man really is, man. How broke your man really is, man. Because he is crying broke. He was up there on, on couples therapy? Where he was at? On Fix My Yana? What are you doing on that Lady Yana show? Talking some craziness?
When we come back after you do the next drink, after you play some music, I'm going to come back and hit you with 10 black celebrities who bleach their skin for beauty.
Who bleach their skin for beauty.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Black History Month.
It could be 11.
11? Okay.
Because if you got the formula over there, I'll give it a try. You know I'm a little black one.
Once again, Beast Through Radio. That's my man, Drinks on Rough. When we come back, his skin might be bleached, y'all. He might be lighter.
My skin might be bleached, man. Feel free to call in. The number is 914-338-1685. Once again, 914-338-1685. And tell me, am I light enough?
We're going to put a picture of him up on the Facebook line and on the Twitter line, and y'all can keep up with us. Follow us at Beef Stew Radio. You know how we do it. Drinks on Russ. Also follow us at Drinks on Russ on Twitter. Definitely, you know. We're going to get into some nonstop music right now, y'all. This is how we do it. DJ Big Stew, Drinks on Russ. This is the Funky Tuesday.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Medallion all the way from Chi-Town. Shout out to my boy DJ Big Stew doing his thing at NYC. Let's get it.
Yeah. your body's dripping wet.
Mikey repping out of Washington, D.C., and you're now checking out my new hit single, Young and Having Fun, featuring Savelle Story, right here in the mix with Big Stu. Rock. Yeah. We just young and having fun.
They don't say nothing. I just sit and watch. Maybe I should say something. But when I see them sucker niggas, they don't say nothing. They don't say nothing. I just sit and watch. Maybe I should say something. But staring at my watch. Diamond bells are flooded, got the future very hot. I'm in the SS Camaro doing donuts out the lot. Anytime I see the hater, man, I'm straight off smashing out. Gucci, Louis, Dolce, man, I'm off in Lindy, showing out. I'm in the mall spinning out. While them haters stand watch, I do Burberry, whatever, homie, future in the zone. From my city to your city, real niggas putting on. Making money all day long, rocking VVS stones. What these bitches by the tools, you see me, I see me too. In my wrist, well cold, call my niggas at the food. Well, the most expensive clothes, body covered up in jewels. Ooh.
About 40, Louis V and them Louboutins, keep my women haunted. Hit the phone for the order, drop the things in the water. Keep laugh, I'm in the kitchen cooking, break it down to the quarter. Hard head in my dicky, sticky up in my rello. Getting head from my main bitch, she in green, she yellow. Off the beam, she mellow, Dick Hammer singing soprano. Check a golf ball through a straw, have a nigga like hello. Hello, mother, how you do it? That guava, baby, I be getting to it. Give me 100 of them, I be running through it. But I don't say none, cause I don't know who's who, B.
Dropping this bitch, all about that flip. Louis V's be them kicks, yeah, I'm riding around with your bitch. Posting on that corner, yeah, I pitch that Yola. Puffing on that green, yo shit like Folger. Watch the way I roll up, hit them horses, hold up. Cockpit in that V12, brains gone, oh well. See them haters gon' hate, them pussy niggas, DL. These bricks white like seashells, these kicks cost like 3 bells. Papa sent that order, you know I need about 3 scales. Some chicks cooking but naked, all them hoes named Michelle. Boy, shit go wrong, extend the clips on refill. See, I'm talking that talk, but I ain't saying shit still. I'm dropping.
Sit and watch, maybe I should say something. But when I see them sucker niggas, they don't say nothing. I just sit and watch, maybe I should say something.
Why do killing all these cases that they gave me?
Block Club DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Breakfast with the state, doing lunch with Dutch, part of politicians, all his friends are turning. Why do killing all these cases that they gave me?
Killing all these cases,
killing it,
killing all these cases.
Why do killing all these cases that they gave me? Why do killing all these cases that they gave me? I got a whole thing in the trunk of the Wrangler, can't read enough but play with keys. Killing that white girl, I guess so. But in case that lawyer making sure I'm
trap in the bando with boys in the window. I'm in the fence and my trunk is a kilo. Black 23, one in the head. 440, ready for the itch. You got the money, I got the yayo. Too far for the number, the kilo. Told my young counter money, watch for the count of it. Guess what, that's my shooter gon' handle it.
Early in the morning, crack that dude with a bright seat. At night, I'm in a triple A floor, see Miami Heat championship. 200, that's a quarter mil for lawyer fees. See, price is right, they got a nigga free.
You don't need to let them search the car. Can't be, you know what I'm saying? Get it right.
Why do killing all these cases that they gave me? Why do killing all these cases that they gave me? Breakfast with the state, doing lunch with Dutch, part with politicians, all his friends are turning. Why do killing all these cases that they gave me?
Killing all these cases,
killing
all these cases.
Why do killing all these cases?
choices that they gave me.
I got the money, I got the power. I'm in the place in the man of the hour. I be talking the money sweet. That bro so down the reason why they sour. My phone was itching, I got me some butter. Back to the chino, he dropping the water. I been up off a time getting the dollars. I get respect, please don't test. If it's issue, I deal with the problem. Nothing, I'm filing no issue with dollars. Money kept pending, I got me a lawyer. I got the money, I got the power. Can't run no bullshit by me, I got a lawyer. I got a lawyer that killing the cases. Keep running streets to get any faces. Watching my nigga, he killing the cases. I talk to lawyers, his face is my face. I'm independent, but ball like the majors. I'm in the game, that's my ball like a player. I got a problem with nosy a neighbor. Someone at home in the middle of acres. I'm doing me, I ain't worried about haters. We can talk in if we talk about paper. I like the biggest boss ever like Ricky. I'm in my run in the Roger like Ricky. Blow the money faster than I think that I mention. It's crazy, we making the money up chicken.
That is sick.
Yeah.
My do killing all these cases that they gave me. My do killing all these cases that they gave me. Breakfast with the state. Doing lunch with Dutch. Part of a politician. All his friends are turning. My do killing all these cases that they gave me.
Killing all these cases.
Killing it.
Killing all these cases.
My do killing all these cases that they gave me. My do killing all these cases that they gave me. My do killing all these cases that they gave me. My do killing all these cases that they gave me. Breakfast with the state. Doing lunch with Dutch. Part with politicians. All his friends are turning. My do killing all these cases that they gave me.
Killing all these cases.
Killing it.
Killing all these cases.
Young Moolah, baby.
This is another Block Club DJ.
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. I'm the shit, ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did everything but trust these hoes. See me fuck with.
When a rich nigga won't you? And your nigga can't do nothing for you. Broke nigga bitch, I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck a broke bitch. Got a white girl with a fake titty. I took her to the bay with me. Eyes closed, smoking marijuana. Rolling up that by Molly, I'm a ride. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. She wanna see a nigga trap. She wanna fuck all the rappers. When a rich nigga won't you?
Something when I call up, she goes.
these hoes ain't loyal. They been playing games, yeah. Oh, these hoes ain't loyal. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me see. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, let me see. Let me see. Oh, these hoes ain't.
Doubled up my network.
Say, pull my in the club, and I know they know about each other. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I think these trying to set me up. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Yeah, I'm paranoid. I'm tripping. I've been smoking and sipping. I'm fucking around with two bitches, but I never made them. Yeah, I'm paranoid, I'm trippin', I've been smoking and sippin'. I'm fuckin' around with two bitches, but I never made them my missus. No
more for my in the club, and I know they know about each other.
Ooh, yeah. I think these things tryna set me up. Maybe I'm just paranoid.
When I dream about you, I think it only took me some hours to hit. I think when I see you with my niggas, cause I think when you pull up for your whip, I think act different when you get your chest. I think went do it for your homie, do it for your bitch. These hoes only fucking with a nigga with them figures. You ain't got it, them bitches ain't fucking with you. Stop saving these hoes, fuck these bitches. Stop bringing them around a real nigga. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe and a bitch gon' be a bitch. Don't put your dick up in a hoe that make you money. And these hoes fucking different niggas every night, but she still be up at church every Sunday. So bitch, tell the DJ play my shit. Tell your homegirl to get with it.
Don't be ashamed to be a hoe. If you a hoe, to let them know you're getting money and they need to fuck with it.
Bang.
When I think about you, I think, oh,
I think, ho.
When I dream about you, I think,
oh,
it
dream,
only took me some hours to hit, I think,
ho.
When I see you with my niggas, cause I think,
ho.
I am. When you pull up in your whip, I think,
ho.
Scrap different when you get your chest, I think,
ho.
Went do it for your homies, do it for your bitch,
ho.
I wake up in the morning, I think dope. Bad bitch, follow all the rap niggas, she a hoe. Got 100,000 likes and 1,000,000 some followers. I'm a street nigga, I'm just tryna get my dollars
I
up.
Am
Kurt Cobain's and my nigga YG. Yo, got it, kill nigga, ask your hoe about me. Real nigga shit. Don't do that, get your feeling hurt. On a red bitch in the miniskirt. Chanel boots,
Chanel boots,
lean purse. Shawty not a stripper, bucket, make it twerk. Think about me, you think bread. And when I think about you, I think head.
Think head.
When I think about you, I think ho. When I dream about you, I think
ho.
It only took me some hours to hit, I think
ho.
When I see you with my niggas, cause I think
ho.
When you pull up in your whip, I think
ho.
Act different when you get your chest, I think
ho.
Went do it for your homie, do it for your bitch
ho.
Hoes gon' be hoes. You cuffin' and lovin' her, but she fuckin' on the low. And I'm like, damn,
damn.
Bitch, what you sayin'?
Huh?
Oh, you know you got a man. But she gon' fuck all the niggas that all the bitches is fuckin'. And she gon' post all them pictures that she don't look like in public. She gon' be in the club, bottles poppin', she boppin'. When the sparkles start comin', bitches start table hoppin'. And I'm like, every other city
we go.
Every other video,
there she go.
I see the same dusty asshole,
asshole.
I see the same hoe.
When I think about you, I think
ho.
When I dream about you, I think
ho.
It only took me some hours to hit, I think
ho.
When I see you with my niggas, cause I think
ho.
When you pull up in your whip, I think
ho.
Act different when you get your chest, I think
ho.
Went do it for your homie, do it for your bitch
ho.
satisfaction. Your body is my satisfaction. Since I be a star.
Alex Young, chilling with DJ Big Stu. Let's crash this part.
Shining like a chandelier, that A-Rap money. Duffel bag boy, catch him up 7-5 in a new toy. Nuts with the paper, mama, I'm enjoy. Pop rosé, ma, I'm a big boy. Sucking at the bar, sipping at the lounge. I-95 when we in and out of town.
Nah, we do what we do, right?
Roll it up, blow it down. Go shorty, back it up, throw it down. You and your girlfriend, we can get away.
Right.
I'm in the island hopping, ma, we can lead a day.
Where you want to go?
You see the Porsche, you see the way shit
is. Yeah, you
tell me. No luggage, we cop it when we get there.
Come on.
We getting money off the head. We getting money off the head. We getting money off the head.
If you don't know, now you know.
Rosé, with that Henny and that red.
My, yeah.
Don't blame me, nigga, blame the rosé. It's on me tonight, it's okay.
Had a nigga bit, stuck to the wall in the club.
Woo.
Damn, we had a ball in the club. Did it like the mall in the club. Locked it down, all out of love. Tell that to the judge.
Tell that, nigga.
We getting money over here. Whole team toss it up, throw it in the air. We gon' do it till the feds come get us. We get tricky,
we ain't bring it all with us.
So they gon' have to come get us.
For sure.
See, you dealing with the realest. Heavy dough, my nigga. Get low, my nigga. Rico, my nigga. We getting money over here.
We getting money over here.
We getting money over here.
To give you what you need. By the way, that's my man Mo.
Put your hands in the air if you fucking smile. 50 minutes of non-stop music. It's your man DJ Big Stu in the building. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. On behalf of my partner, Drinks on Russ, and me, definitely want to thank everyone for tuning in. We're definitely doing big things. Shout out to Vertigo.com and Making It Magazine. Give a big shout out to them. Definitely, no doubt, doing big things with them. So shout out to them. Shout out to Block Club DJs. Shout out to my partner Drinks on Russ. Shout out to all the homies in Lincoln Projects. All the homies on the east side, on the west side, all up and down Lenox 8th. Shout out to the homies down in Indiana. Shout out to my Shreveport, Indiana family. Shout out to the Dallas family. Shout out to the Florida fam. Mississippi, Alabama. Shout out to the people up in Toronto. Yeah, we're giving shout-outs, man. Shout-out to everybody that tuned into the show, that show love to the joint. Make sure, I hope you got your downloads out. You know, definitely, when you tune in, feel free to download the show, man. We definitely going to be playing some good music, good interviews. We're going to be having a ball here sometime, so feel free to do what you do. Like I said, on half of me and Drinks on Russ, drink safely. Russ definitely gave y'all the shots that he's drinking. And, that's about it, man. So, you know, on that note, man, you know, on that note, we're going to go out, give a shout-out to everyone. Definitely thank our guest that was in the building. You know what I'm saying? Maya J. Definitely give Maya J big shout-out. Support that. Make sure y'all go get that song. Something got to shake. Something got to shake. You know, something got to shake, just like she said. Definitely we'll be having that information on the website, so tune in for that. Got some parties coming up. I'm going to let y'all know about it. Got a new mixtape coming out. A couple of new mixtapes coming out, about three or four. Finishing up the movie, really close to finishing up the movie. We're doing what we're doing. So East Side Story, definitely. Yeah, man, we're in the game. We're in the business, man. We're in the business right now. So let's do this, man. Let's get into some Miss Mickey on our way out, man. And that's how we're going to do it on Beef Stew Radio. Good night, y'all.
I'm on that. Give me my shine, my baby, get me co-signed for. No need to talk, my team know I'm I'm down for it.
Check, baby, check, baby, one, yep, yep, it. Check, baby, check, baby, one, yep, yep, it. Check, baby, check, baby, one, yep, yep, it. Check, baby, check, baby, one, baby, one. Check, baby, check, baby, one, yep, yep, it. Check, baby, check, baby, one, yep, yep, it. Check, baby, check, baby, one, yep, yep, it. Check, baby, check, baby, one, baby, one.
Beef, soup.